Perhaps some husbands listening to this show have been told that if they want to bring a certain knick-knack home from a trip, then they must be responsible for dusting it. That was the case for this couple. Interestingly, what they brought home grew into quite a collection. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Wilma Flory's husband, Reverend Charles Flory, were in their third year of marriage when they began what would become a lifelong hobby.
We got to take a vacation out west. He suggested we take home a souvenir. I said, I will probably sit on the shelf and I don't have to dust it. But I added, if we're doing souvenirs, let's pick a particular theme. And we chose a Last Supper piece and brought it home.
Finding an artistic piece with an image of the Last Supper was certainly fitting for a pastor and his wife.
It was there for a while, and we'd happen to be out and see something else, and we would buy it as well. Eventually, after maybe 10 years or so, realized we had quite a few pieces.
Their collection of Last Supper artistic pieces continued to grow.
One of the church members thought maybe I had become obsessed with the Last Supper. Now that we have the museum, I think they see it a little differently than that. But it became a fun thing to do.
They've collected pieces from all around the world. Many are unique, and their construction says much about their origin.
I have one I think of is from Kenya that is made out of banana fiber entirely, with a little bit of aluminum for the plates and a little bit of clothing maybe for Christ only, but everything else is banana fiber.
Some pieces might be quite expensive, but the monetary value is not the point. It's the subject depicted that's important.
I will not turn down any piece, no matter how small or how inexpensive it might be, just because I think God sees every individual and sees a place for it.
There's a unique twist on this story, though, because this museum needs a new home. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Greensburg, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.